the old children's melody This Old Man had been a Romanian folk dance, Bela Bartok might have done something with it about like that. That's the old children's song, redone in the style of Bela Bartok. That version put together by Bruce Adolph, and Bruce is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And Bruce, we've got a caller on the line from Falls Church, Virginia. Debbie Simons is joining us. Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi.
You're a piano student yourself, I understand. Tell me the history of your piano lessons.
Well, I quit when I was about 15 and didn't do anything for about 30 years. And then we started going to a little tiny church that needed piano players. And that got me back into really enjoying playing the piano. And so I wish I could have those 30 years back, but at least I can enjoy what I'm doing now.
Well, good for you for getting back into it. Listening to music is wonderful, but there's nothing like the pleasure of making music on your own. So good for you for getting back into it. Well, you're our piano puzzler contestant today. Your job will be to try to name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating here. Are you ready for your piano puzzler?
Well, as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, Bruce Adolph, take it away. That is hauntingly beautiful, that piano puzzler by Adolph that Bruce just played for us. Debbie?
Yes.
Did you hear anything even vaguely familiar in there?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
What'd you hear?
Well, the disguised song is I'm Getting Married in the Morning.
Absolutely. It's usually called Get Me to the Church on Time.
Get Me to the Church on Time. That's right. And you based it on a piece by Eric Satie called Gymnopédie. Right.
Gymnopédie.
Absolutely correct.
Wow.
On both counts. Wow, that was great.
Okay, we're done here.
Yeah, that was good. Well, we should talk about this a little bit.
Wow, Debbie, that was fantastic. You just nailed this one right on the head. Now, I'm curious, Bruce, about the way you wove the melody into this.
Well, you know, this was really fun. Partly because Satie was a real iconoclast, and he wanted to write a kind of music that was both simple and strange. And he would use harmonies that are normally associated with keys or modes, but he would fuse them with melodies in ways that did not fit and gave you a very uncomfortable feeling. And it was really pleasurable to do that, actually, with something like this. You know, to take that and slow it down and put it in the wrong key in the left hand. You know, and all of a sudden the tune takes on a very strange character, especially dum-pa-pa-dum-pa, which is, you know, pull out the stoppa, let's have a whoppa, right there to go. You know, it was really fun just to let that tritone, for those of you who know your intervals, sit there for a moment, and then a little longer. I was having a blast. Basically, the tune is not in the key of the accompaniment, and the accompaniment keeps changing key as well. And I think Satie's brilliance was to be very simple and also unpredictable and strange at the same time.
Well, that was a very unpredictable and strange piano puzzler put together for us by Bruce Adolph. Debbie Simons, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it very much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.